knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Please come for me too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Please come for me too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Janet, have you seen my other shoe?
What other shoe?
The one that goes with this one.
Chrissy, what shoe are you wearing?
The left one.
Then you must be looking for the right one.
Well, of course I am. Why would I be looking for the wrong one?
True, true. How stupid of me.
Sometimes it sure takes you a long time to figure things out.
I'm sorry.
Janet, please help me. I've been looking and looking and looking, and I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, look, just say to yourself, if I were a shoe, where would I be? And then go there.
That's good. If I were a shoe, where would I be? Janet! You did it! I found it!
Oh, come on, Chrissy. Don't kid me. You knew where that shoe was all the time.
No, I didn't.
Are you trying to tell me that my dumb system worked?
Yeah.
But, Chrissy, that's crazy.
No, it isn't. When I was asking myself, where would I be if I were a shoe, I looked down and there was my shoe sticking out from under the couch.
Oh, well, then you didn't need my help.
Oh, of course I did. If it weren't for your question, I wouldn't have been looking down,
Chrissy.
I would have been looking straight ahead like this.
Oh, okay.
And if I'd been looking straight ahead, I never would have found my shoe.
Chrissy. Yeah, we just drop it, please.
So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, Chrissy, look, forget it.
Boy, some people sure can't accept a compliment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chrissy. I'm real glad you found your shoe.
Have you seen my brown belt?
Making such a big deal over a blind date, anyway.
It is not just a date, it's business. This Walter Nessel is one of our company's big executives from back east.
So how come you got stuck with him?
Oh, he has a day layover, and my boss asked me if I'd take him out for a bite.
Or at least a hickey?
Are you going out tonight?
Oh, no, no.
Why?
Well, there's a great movie on TV and a terrific book I'd like to finish. And nobody asked me.
You should have let me know.
I don't want to go out with you.
No, I mean that. I could have... Oh, my date is right here. It's right on time.
Good evening.
Oh, how thoughtful. Instead of flowers, he brought a friend. Oh, come in. Look, Janet, there are two of them. We can double date.
Oh, no, no, I don't...
Oh, she's a little shy, but when she gets going, she's dynamite.
Go get dressed. Hurry up.
Now, Walter, you
ma'am,
and...
Excuse
me. Hello? Oh, hi, Walter. Oh, no, you're not late. You just got here. Got your boat here. Oh. Excuse me. Janet. Hmm? One of these guys is in Walter and neither is the other one.
Oh. Well, who are you?
We're with the FBI.
The FBI?
Yes, ma'am. You can put your hands down. I'm Special Agent Roth, and this is Special Agent Banning.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought you were Walter because he's from back east, and out here only nerds wear clothes and haircuts like yours.
Take his jacket. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I mean, you could have gotten those badges out of a bubblegum machine, for all we know. Let's have more than just a quick flash. They could be just a couple of clowns who... Pretty badges. Chrissy. Just calm down.
I'm calm.
We're looking for a Jack Tripper.
Jack?
You do know him, don't you?
Well... Does anybody really know anybody?
But he does live here.
Well,
Does anybody really know where anybody lives?
Well, is he home?
We don't know where Jackie is.
No, Jack's always on the run.
I'm the goal. Yeah, he goes all the time. Could you tell us why you want to see him?
Well, it's a federal matter. Do you know of his association with a B. Miller?
Who's she?
Benjamin Miller.
What a weird name for a girl.
She's a man.
I'll have Mr. Tripper call this number when you see him.
Okay. But you know, it's probably going to be a really long time before we see him.
We'll still be there.
Chrissy, I don't believe it. The FBI.
And they're after Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenna, Jack's in trouble. We gotta help him.
Oh, but how?
Well, let's call the police.
No.
Get ready for the world's greatest Bavarian cream pie.
Jack, look, we are so glad you're here.
I have made some brilliant pies before, but this one could bring world peace.
Jack, we have bad news.
I may be able to challenge the world's greatest pie makers.
Jack, please, the FBI was here.
Just wait till you turn on your taste buds with this beauty.
Jack, the FBI was looking for you.
For me? Nothing. I just can't remember any Ben Miller.
Oh,
I don't think there even is a Ben Miller.
Okay. Let's just start at the beginning, and we'll go through all the important things that ever happened to you.
Yeah. Jack Tripper, this is your life.
Chrissy, do you want to help me or not?
Yeah.
Then no more.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Chrissy, but I'm under tremendous pressure here.
Oh,
what would get me? I'm
bringing
out my dad.
Oh, no,
forget the early years. We'll go right to high school.
Okay.
Do you remember a Ben Miller from high school?
No. Wait a minute. I remember a Susie Miller.
Did she have a brother?
If she did, I wouldn't be alive today.
Okay, what about the Navy, Jack? Maybe you knew him there.
Yeah, the Navy. Let's see, my squad was Beckendorf, Carlisle, Morgan, Doyle, Bender, Watts. Wait! Yeah, my commanding officer at boot camp was named Miller.
What was his first name?
Captain. Oh, no.
Jack, come on.
Sorry, I just can't remember.
When you can't remember, my old auntie says...
Wait a minute. Auntie. Auntie, that's him!
His name was Auntie Miller?
No. Auntie, like in poker. You know Auntie Up? Ben is Bippo. Bippo Miller. We played poker together in the service.
Oh, that's terrific.
No, it's not. That's why the FBI is after me.
Why?
About 6 weeks before I got out, they sent us all to a separation camp. There was nothing to do all day long but play poker.
Is that what they call war games?
Hey, what did I tell you about?
Okay. All right, Chrissy, there's no time to be funny. Go on.
See, we got in this big game, and Bippo ended up owing me $100. Well, it just so happened he worked in the personnel office, so he offered to pay me back by moving my discharge up a week. And so, like a jerk, I agreed to it.
I think you forgot the ending.
Oh, Chrissy, don't you see? They found out that I didn't do my full time. I'm AWOL.
Oh, what's a wall?
AWOL, Chrissy. Come on, absent without leave.
Oh, don't you see? I'm a deserter. They're going to court-martial me. I'll get sent to Leavenworth, making big ones into little ones on the rock. I can't do that. I'll go berserk. I'll try to escape. I'll jump over the wall and they'll see me and they'll shoot me. Oh, Janet, Chrissy, I don't want to die on the prison wall alone.
Jack, come on. Just relax. You're probably going to die in bed. And if you do, 10-1, you won't be alone. Jack.
It's them.
Jack, will you calm down? It's just my date. Hmm? Oh, I forgot it was still coming.
In the kitchen.
No, that's the first place they'll look. Everybody knows how much I like to cook. My bedroom.
No. That's the second place they'll look. Everybody knows how much you like
to... You're right, yeah. Your bedroom.
Why did you slam the door in our faces?
You see, I wasn't sure that I was decent, so I took a quick look, and I am. Come in.
Has Mr. Tripper come home yet?
Well, you know, we have so many people living here that there's just always somebody coming in and going out.
Sometimes I don't even know who I'm sleeping with.
Well, what she meant to say was that she shares her room with so many other girls, you know.
What time do you expect him back?
I'm telling you, we just don't know. It could be days. Weeks.
Well, in that case, we'll come back. You still have our card.
We'll see that Jack gets it the minute you leave.
On second thought, we'll stay.
Well, in that case, sit down.
Well, as long as we're waiting, I'll get a little information on each of you. Your name is...
I have to make my bed. She's very neat. I'll get that. Excuse me.
That may be Tripper.
I could... Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi, Chrissy?
Oh, no, no. I'm Janet. Please come in.
Oh, fine.
Mr. Tripper?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm Walter Nessel from New York. I have a date with Chrissy. Who are you?
The FBI. Can we see some ID?
Oh, anytime.
Okay.
Well, I've met protective fathers, but isn't this a bit much?
No, no, Mr. Nissel. They're not here for that. Come and sit down.
Oh. They come around often?
Every now and again.
Oh.
Well, you know how security buildings are.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just hint to Chrissy that she should hurry.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Chrissy, you're dead!
Oh, so you're Chrissy.
No, silly, I am.
Tell you, Chrissy, it's going to be a real pleasure taking you out.
Oh, you don't know how happy I am to get out. I'll go out.
Does Chrissy look pretty tonight, Janet?
Huh? Oh! Oh, yes. Yes, she's...
Try stunning.
I'm stunned.
Come on, Chrissy, let's break out of here. Just kidding, fellas.
Excuse me, Chrissy.
Not now, Janet. Gotta run.
Pardon me, dear, but your zipper's open. No! No!
No! No! Allow me, sweet meat.
Watch it, creep.
I mean, come on! You gotta get up into my shoulder.
Excuse us, sir.
Yes.
Oh! Oh! Walter, I think they want you.
Would you mind waiting for a minute?
No.
I'd like to ask the young lady some questions.
Boy, shame on you. Walter saw me first. Be good sports.
Chrissy, these men are the FBI.
Ooh, how exciting. G-men.
No, F-men.
Do you know Jack Tripper?
Oh, yes, Jack Tripper and I are very close.
What can you tell us about him?
Oh, nosy.
Just trying to do our jobs, ma'am.
Well, all I can say is, to know him is to love him. Isn't that right, girls?
Yes, yes, he's very lovable. In spite of his looks.
Well, what else can you tell us about him?
Well, that's about it. Come on, Hershey, let's trot.
Nessel.
Whatever.
You know, This is very strange. I've just met you, and already I feel so comfortable with you.
Just like I'm one of the boys, huh?
Oh, no, you're all woman.
Oh, boy, are you in for a surprise. I'm not the kind of girl who kisses on the first date.
Hey, fantastic. That means we can get to the good stuff right away.
Does something seem not quite right to you?
Yeah. There's definitely something fishy about that Nestle guy.
Oh, no. They're following Jack.
I don't blame them. He's pretty and he even knows how to cook.
Come on, Chrissy. We better go warn him.
Wait a minute. Isn't it against the law to follow the FBI?
Oh, come on.
Another scotch, Jim.
Aren't you having a little more than usual tonight, Larry?
It's medicine to help me get over Lucille. I can't believe she walked out on me.
Yeah, but
she was one of a kind. I worshipped her, Jim. And right from the start, I knew she was the only girl in the world for me. Whenever we were together, nothing else mattered. Oh, God, the fun we had. Walking, talking, laughing. That's all gone now.
Oh, how long did you know her?
A couple of hours.
Walter, can't we go someplace else?
Oh, yeah, sure. But I'm thirsty. You know, it's like one firefly said to the other, let's get a quick glow on. You are my kind of girl, Chrissy.
Well, I'm not the kind of girl you think I am.
Now, let's get something straight. I am not a one-night stand type of guy.
Ooh.
Right now, you and I are at level one. I mean, I like to spend a couple of weeks, even months, getting to know a girl before I try anything physical. That's level two.
Well, it's such a shame you're leaving in the morning.
I know. Think we get to level two by 6 o'clock?
No, Walter, be patient. You're going to go right through the roof a lot sooner than that.
Oh, boy. Now, listen, I got to go to the little boy's room. But when I come back, we'll have the whole evening to make the earth move.
I hope you brought a big shovel.
Oh! I love it.
Shouldn't hide all that beauty, sweet thing. So gorgeous and so strong.
I never speak to strangers in bars.
Then let's become friends.
That's my knee.
That's my hand.
This is my elbow.
Picks up the cab for a change. Buy us a drink.
Oh, Wilbur,
Oh, just this once.
Sailor.
Cool, no. Come on, sit down. Come on. Here, this will be so much fun.
Angel, don't you ever leave me like that again. My whole life passes in front of my eyes.
That's because you're swacked the room spinning, Larry. Don't you know who I am?
The answer to my prayers.
Come on, just try and focus, okay? Does the name Jack Tripper mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course. You're Jack's sister. I should have noticed the resemblance.
Larry, you cluck, it's me, Jack.
It is you.
Does this mean Roper was right?
Gosh, you're so cute. Hey, tell me what it is that you do in your spare time. You know, when you're not off chasing down dangerous criminals or enemy agents.
I try to get away from the violent world I'm part of. I practice karate, I hunt, I collect guns and swords.
So you see, Larry, they're following me, man. You gotta help me.
Did you pierce your ears?
Come on!
All right, what do you want me to do?
Just pretend I'm your date, walk me out the door, and take me back to your apartment.
And then what?
Will you cut the clown?
Okay, sweet pea. Come on, it's time to go now.
Oh, okay.
Come on, honey lamb.
Here I go.
Up the stage.
All right, pal, hold it. What do you think you're doing with my date?
What?
Is she annoying you, darling?
Darling?
I forgot to tell you, Larry. Walter's my date.
Oh, I hope you two will be very happy.
Don't leave me.
Chrissy, what is this? I've known you less than 2 hours. Already you're two-timing me with this quink?
Now, Walter. What did you call me? Fatso?
Larry, sit down.
Quink.
Walter, boys.
Believe it. They're fighting over Jack. I wish I knew what perfume he used.
We better check that out.
Oh,
right.
No, it's okay. I'm sure.
Don't ever call me a quink, okay?
Okay. You're a schmard.
A what?
A schmard.
Hello, it's me again. Oh, men always fight over me. It's the curse of being a beautiful woman, I guess. And brains, too. It's not all beauty. No, it isn't beauty. It's cone. Headache.
You dropped your hat, miss.
Oh, thank you.
I'm clean, guys.
Hi, I'm Jack Tripper. How are you? Look, let me tell you what happened.
Look, okay? Mr. Tripper, I don't know why you're dressed up like that.
Well, I was hiding from you guys.
Why? We just wanted to ask you a few questions about Ben Miller.
Questions?
Yes, he needs a security clearance for a government job, and he gave us your name.
Oh. That's all? Really? You mean you don't want me?
No.
I wanted you. Oh, how I wanted you.
Mr. Nessel, I'm Chrissy.
Huh?
The real Chrissy, the one you were supposed to go out with.
Oh.
So if you want to go out, we could start our date right now.
Oh, thank you. But when you've met the girl of your dreams, it spoils it for other women.
Eat your heart out, Blondie. So that's about it. I hope that helped you guys.
Bye. Right, bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, what a relief. I'm free. I'm free at last.
Come on, let's get out of here. People are starting to look at you very queerly.
Strangely, Chrissy, strange.
All right, we'll go. We'll go as soon as I get back from the bathroom, okay?
Okay, will you hurry?
Yeah.
All right.
What am I going to tell my boss tomorrow?
Oh, Chrissy, just tell her the truth.
Oh, are you kidding? Even I don't believe it.
No, ladies, it was a mistake, okay? Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.